Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I have quite a few dreams and words and visions I'd like to share with you that are warnings. They are very quick, and so I'm just going to put them all together instead of doing individual videos on each one. Please make sure you go and check out the four forums that I've started, as well as the resources that I have provided for you all. Just recently, I did a new blog on a witnessing track, and that's for you all to use for witnessing purposes, and that's down below as well. And I will have a transcript of this blog because I'm going to be going through these dreams very quickly. And so if I'm too fast, please go ahead and check out the blog. There will be a written transcript there for you. Okay, so I'm going to first start with one about famine. Very quick, I received it on the 28th of July. I actually got two things the same night. I saw a bowl of soup, and I know that sounds very strange. However, I immediately knew what the Lord was pointing to because He has given me so many dreams and visions and words on famine. And those will be, I'll put quite a few of them, like I said, in my blog. So if you haven't already read them, you can go back and read about the famine dreams that the Lord has given me. And what He showed me about potatoes is that it represents the Irish potato famine. That's what He showed me. That's why when He shows me potato, He is meaning that there is a famine coming similar to the Irish potato famine. And I believe that we are beginning to see this starting to happen. We're seeing these signs of famine all over the world increasing. The next one I want to share with you about famine is the same night I had a dream. And in this dream, I was a waitress in a very, very large restaurant. And I saw tables and hungry people sitting and waiting to be served all over the place. And I was doing my best to serve them. And I then found out somehow, I don't know if somebody came and told me, that I was the only waitress there. And I started panicking because I realized I was not going to be able to serve everybody. It was going to be an impossible task to wait on all of them. And that was the end of this quick dream. Now, this has two interpretations. The literal one, of course, is that there are going to be many hungry people, and there's going to be very little help or resources to serve and help them. The second interpretation is that there are going to be a lot of spiritually hungry people who are looking to hear from the Lord, but there's going to become a famine on hearing from the Lord, and only a few will be able to hear or to help others. And it says that in Amos 8:11, it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." Okay, so the next dream I want to share with you is about war. On August 29th of this year, I had this dream where I was digging. I was sitting down and digging in my yard, in my garden, and I knew that I was in a very remote countryside area. And then I started hearing, very faintly, helicopter. And at first I completely ignored it and kept on digging, and I didn't let it bother me. However, it started getting louder and louder, and I realized that it was circling around me, and it was getting closer and closer. So I finally stopped what I was doing, and I stood up and looked up, and I saw this military helicopter literally right over my head. Now, my first thought that came to me was, that's impossible. How could there be a military helicopter way out in the countryside in the middle of nowhere? That was the first thought that came to me. And then suddenly I saw my husband come outside, and I knew it was him, though I couldn't really recognize him because he was dressed completely in army fatigues, along with a bulletproof vest, and he even had a camouflaged knit cap over his head and his face. Like I said, he was completely decked out for war. And I was shocked and I was confused why he was dressed in this battle fatigue. And I looked at him and I pointed to the helicopter that was all up above. And I said, quickly, let's run back into the house. And so we ran back into the house, and that's when the dream ended. All right, so the interpretation is also twofold, like the previous one. The literal interpretation, of course, is that there is war is coming, and it's coming to even the most remote parts of the countryside. And I believe that's what the Lord was trying to show me, that all areas are going to be affected by this war. And we can see right now rumors of wars. You can read about that everything is escalating towards World War III, though it has been doing that for a long time. So I don't know, brothers and sisters, the timing of this. Matter of fact, I don't know the timing of anything I'm sharing with you today. Let me just put that out there. The Lord does not give me time frames. Except for, well, I'll take that back. He gives me time frames, but he doesn't give me exact dates. Let me take that back. All right, the second interpretation is that with my husband being dressed in this battle fatigue, I believe he also represents that we are in a spiritual war. Like I said in my last video, that this spiritual warfare is increasing like never before. And we need to be clothed in the full armor of God. And you can read about that in Ephesians 6. And please listen to my previous video where I talk about this spiritual warfare, and I do have spiritual warfare resources that might help as well. Okay, so the next dream I'm going to share with you, I call this Trump and Christmas. Okay, so I'm only going to share the first part of this dream. I'm going to save the last part for a different video. In this dream, I was looking into a room that was very large, and it was completely decked out in gold. Gold walls, gold rugs, floors, gold furniture, gold pillars, gold knickknack. I mean, it was like the whole thing was totally in gold. And it was a bit overwhelming to see it. I'd never seen anything like that. And then I saw that there were two pieces in that room of smaller furniture that were not gold, they weren't sparkling, and I knew that they were going to be taken out. Matter of fact, I actually saw them being removed, and I knew they were going to be removed and replaced with a large Christmas tree with multicolored lights. And I thought in my dream, well, that's going to break up the monotony of all the gold in the room. And so that's the part of the dream I want to share with you. Now, I have been given two other dreams about Christmas time. And for all of you who think that I'm celebrate Christmas, I got so many people that were kind of scolding me. How dare I bring up Christmas? And I want you to know that I don't celebrate pagan Christmas. This isn't about the celebration of a pagan Christmas. What this is, and what the other two dreams were about a time frame, not about me personally celebrating Christmas. So I just want to get that out there so I don't get any more condemnation, criticism, comments from people. This is talking about a time frame, not about me personally celebrating Christmas, brothers and sisters. Just so I get that out there. So I did not know when I woke up or the days after what the Lord was showing me in that part of the dream. I did not understand it. However, I was looking at a video about two or three days later, and in the video it was about Trump. And in the video they flashed a picture of one of the rooms either in his hotel or in his home, I don't know which, And I'm telling you, it was the exact picture in my dream. I couldn't believe it. I went back and I just froze it and looked at it. And I said, yep, that is the exact room that I saw in my dream. So the Lord in this dream was pointing to Trump, and he was pointing to a time frame of Christmas. And I believe that this dream, again, is a warning that there's going to be at Christmas time, sometime around Christmas time, and it will be something that has to do with Trump, something important about Trump. So those two things go together. All right, let me move on to the next dream. I received this one on the 2nd of September of this year, 2020, and I'm going to call this one the Antichrist Receives His Kingdom. The Antichrist Receives His Kingdom. In this dream, there was a woman named Stephanie. That was the first thing when I started the dream. I heard the name Stephanie. And she was about to get married. I did not see her because the wedding was about to start. And we were all in the reception area just before the ceremony. And we were about to be seated into the where she was going to get married, whether it was a church, I don't know. But we were in a reception area waiting to get seated. And at that point, I saw Stephanie's parents, and they were dressed up as devils. They were both dressed as Satan. They had red on, they had a tail, they had the big, great big horns that seemed to be very real on their heads, and they looked like two devils. That was the end of that dream. Now, I looked up the name Stephanie, and I found that it means crowned one. So what the Lord has revealed to me in this dream, that this dream is about Satan, who is counterfeiting the Lord Jesus' marriage to the bride. So Satan is now having a crowned one, who is the Antichrist, that is coming to claim his new kingdom. And this Antichrist will control the whole world through his technology, the number of his name, and the mark. So this dream, like I said, the Lord was pointing to that the Antichrist is soon going to receive his kingdom. Next dream. This was on the 3rd of September of this year. Okay, I'm looking right here. The first dream that I saw, it's actually, there were two dreams that same night. They were flash dreams. And I saw the word justice in big, bold letters. And then I saw a shadow, like a black shadow, almost like a black piece of paper or shadow, that came over most of the word to cover up the word justice. And it almost covered up the whole word. And then I saw a person. I didn't see if it was a man or a woman, but she had several Band-Aids that were on her mouth, covering her mouth, her whole mouth, like maybe three or four Band-Aids that covered her entire mouth. And what the Lord showed me through these two dreams, because they were definitely related, I got them one after the other, was that justice is being thwarted as people are being gagged and silenced. And I'm sure there's other interpretations for these two dreams, but that's what the Lord gave me right away. Next dream I'm going to call credit cards. I got this on the 5th of September, and I had a flash dream. And what I saw in this flash dream is I saw myself, and I had two credit cards. And I put the credit cards together, one on top of the other. And I put them in my, for some strange reason, I put them in my mouth, and I literally took a huge bite out of both of them, which I don't think in real life you can really do that. But in this dream, I did. I literally took a huge bite out of both of them at the same time. And I took them out of my mouth, and I looked at them, and I saw a huge chunk was taken out of both of these credit cards, and they were now rendered useless. So I believe The interpretation is this is another warning about the economy and that there will not even be any credit left. So this has to do about the failure of the economy. Okay, next dream. I told you, brothers and sisters, the Lord has been giving me so much almost on a daily basis, and I'm not even sharing all of them, but that's why I'm putting them all in one video right now. He's just pouring out his spirit right now and giving warnings. All right, the next one I'm going to call the western border of the U.S. and Canada. In this dream, I had this on also the 5th of September, and what I saw was the map of the United States, and I saw the map zoom in to the western part of the United States at the border of Canada, like where Washington and those other states next to Washington and the border of Canada. It was highlighted, the border, the western border of the United States and Canada, and that's all I was shown. I wasn't shown what was going to happen, but I was shown that. And when the Lord shows me different states or maps of the United States, they're always warnings. They're always warnings. So that's all I know. That's all the Lord gave me. All right. Then on, I'm going to end with this one. This one was I got actually last night. And I had a dream, a flash dream, a word in the middle of the night, and the Lord woke me up, and I heard this. I heard global pandemic, and then there was a pause, and I actually put my pen down, and then I heard, you have not seen anything yet. Global pandemic, you have not seen anything yet. All right, brothers and sisters, well, thank you so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me, the warnings that he has been giving me. They are not for me. They're for me to pass on. So I'm just trying to be faithful and sharing with you what he has given to me. Please seek your own confirmations and your own interpretations, and feel free to share down below any thoughts that you might have on the things that I've been sharing with you today. Please know that I'm praying daily for all of my subscribers. And I pray for your families. I pray that the Lord would meet you at your point of need. I pray that you would be able to hear his voice and that he would lead and guide you into a closer walk with him. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Pray for strength for the journey. Strength for the journey right now that we're on. I love you all, and I thank you so much for your love, for your support, and for your prayers. Shalom.